gentlemen, in 30 seconds or left, talk about a couple ways you can use Voxer as an educator, as a principal. What does it fit in education in terms of from DM to Voxer?
I tell you, Joe, one of the best tools that's been for me is really building and deepening some of the relationships of folks that I've connected with on Twitter. Just the opportunity to have more than 140 characters to explain something, to have conversations that can go on a little further and a little deeper. The other thing I like, though, is it, like Twitter, you can easily share links on here, videos, you can text, you can do all that. So it's just been an incredible tool to connect with folks and, like I said, build on that conversation and deepen relationships with folks that you've just kind of bumped and rubbed elbows with on Twitter. Now you get to take it a little step further. So great tool for that.
Good morning, Joe and Ed Camp Philly. I would agree with Tom that it has deepened relationships with people that I've met on Twitter originally. It does give us an opportunity to have conversations where we can hear the voice and the tone of the responses, and I think that makes a big difference. I've had conversations with people all over the country that I obviously met on Twitter, but I can ask them things about technology integration, leadership, also talk to them about, hey, this just happened in my building. Have you had this happen in your building before, and how have you handled it? I've also created box groups with my administration within my high school building, and we are in the process of setting up groups for our whole admin team where we can talk about an issue that affects all of us, and we can hear everybody's thoughts, and it is recorded, and we can go back to everybody's point of view and replay that if we want to. I can also see this as department heads, grade level groups, and so on. So I think the results are limited of what we can use Voxer for in education. So sorry about the 30 seconds, Joe. Have a good day, everybody.
Hey, Joe, good morning. Jeff Zoll from Chicago, Assistant Superintendent of Teaching and Learning. I think Aaron and Tom covered a lot of it. You know, I think Voxer's great. I use it a lot for everything from substitution to redefinition. Substitution, mainly with administrators within my school district. You know, it wasn't too long ago we carried big walkie-talkies around. Now my principals and assistant principals carry the box, the cell phone with the box, and communicate that way. To redefining the relationships I've created with educators around the country, it's just great to be able to, on the spur of the moment, to reach out via Voxer and get a little bit more than just a DM 140 character response from people I respect on issues I need help on, and hopefully return the favor to others. So have a great day out there at Ed Camp Philly. Take care.
Mr. Mazza and Ed Camp Philly, a couple things. The app Voxer has been helpful to me for a couple key reasons. I am all over the building at all parts of the day, and to have teachers on Voxer be able to shoot me a quick Vox and give me a little bit more detail to what is actually going on in their room or what they need from me has been a key tool. I used to get the simple text message, find me, see me, I need you, something like that. And having Voxer be able to give me a little bit more detail of what I'm about to walk into has really benefited my approach to some situations. So I would concur with Jeff and Aaron and Tom that the tool is great for tone, great for all those other things, but sometimes you need a little bit more detail that a text message or a DM can't deliver.
Ultimately, it's also about being a connected learner. It's another way to be connected to people all over the country or within your local district. And I'm in a few groups where there are like positions, but also positions that are tech directors, elementary principals, superintendents, all in one group. And I can learn at any time about different mindsets, different philosophies of how education works for them and how they are trying to lead that educational charge. So It can also serve as a podcast if you're not right there at the moment. And you can go back and listen to those people talking within your group at any given time. But then, again, when you have a moment, you can chime in and give your thoughts on that professional conversation at that given time.
You know, another great thing about it, too, and Aaron spoke to it a little bit, but it's a great tool for listening to someone else's complete thought. You know, sometimes in a phone conversation or a podcast or something like that, when everybody's chatting live with each other, there's times that you don't get to finish your thought. You'll start to speak about a certain subject and somebody else has some knowledge about it, and they might jump right in. And I'm not talking about anybody else. I'm kind of talking about me. You know, that's one thing that I'll do is somebody's speaking. I'll catch myself coming up with a thought or a counterpoint or something like that, and I don't let them finish, and I'll jump in and interrupt their thought. And this really keeps me from doing that. I get to hear their whole thought process and find out sometimes that, oh, they were going in the same direction as me anyway. I don't need to make a counterpoint. You know, so it's a great tool. Again, it allows for full conversation. It allows for you to really express your point before being interrupted or anything like that. And I think it's really helped me develop some better conversation skills, but also learn a ton from some great folks on here. Like Aaron was saying, you get to connect with folks from all sorts of different fields and backgrounds and just get more information than you do out of a Twitter conversation.
Hey, good morning, Ed Camp Philly. My name is Kurt Reese. I'm an elementary school principal in Onalaska, Wisconsin. The guys in this thread have shared a lot of fantastic information about how they use Voxer. I would agree with all of that. And what I like about it is just when I drive to and from work, if there's a bunch of conversations or pieces of a conversation away that I haven't listened to, it's kind of like listening to a podcast, except it's like custom built for you because you are actually a part of the conversation. And I think a guy can only listen to so much sports radio or NPR. So this is for those of you with a little bit of a drive, or if you're on your bike or out for a walk, it's like professional development right in your pocket.
Good morning, Ed Camp Philly. This is Tom Murray, currently working, actually not at all. Yesterday was my last day in the Quakertown School District as the Director of Technology and Cyber. I wish I could be down there to join you all today, but I'll be flying to Texas later today and not able to do that. So let me talk quickly about Voxer and how we're using it. I will not be listening to all the other clowns, for lack of a better term, on this Vox. Now, they're great words of wisdom. I have yet to listen to them, but so I may be repeating what some of them may say. But for me, Voxer has been an awesome PD tool to connect with the great guys on this Vox and talk about anything from blended learning to one-to-one or just have fun and to relate as educators and spend some downtime because we certainly need that as well. From a professional and in a school building, if I was a principal and I had a team, this would be a great app to be able to communicate in real time. You know, why not just text? Because here, to text what I'm telling you guys would take a lot longer. I'd also be limited by number of characters, where here I hit a button and I can do it as I'm driving, or I can do it in a crisis scenario. So during crisis or those things as well would certainly be a great way to do it. But excellent professional development tool, great tool to just connect with people and connect with educators and have fun as well, and that's certainly important. But I hope your session with Dr. Mazza went great today.
Folks, this is Joe Sanflibble from Fall Creek, Wisconsin. And we use Voxer here to extend conversations that we have either on Twitter or in person. But mostly we take everything that we're doing, from my perspective, with the group of guys that we have on the Vox right now, think about the things that we're talking about and really get more into depth in terms of what different types of education could look like for kids. The topics are great. I think it's cool that I think Kurt said it best in that it's almost like just having your own personalized podcast, which is a really good way to look at it, considering you can tailor the people who are in the Vox and what the conversation is about. So you're really reaching out to resources that are just fantastic. So wonderful, wonderful resource.